Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 6th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. In response to this past weekend's mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, the upstate chapter of the American Red Cross will be sending a volunteer to help with health services and mental care for those that need it. In a written statement, the Palmetto, South Carolina region of the American Red Cross said they will continue to coordinate closely with local officials and community partners to determine how to best support the communities of both El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio, and is prepared to send more volunteers to the area as needed. South Carolina authorities say a suspect wanted in connection with a slaying has surrendered to law enforcement, ending a six-month manhunt. Lancaster Police Chief Scott Grant says 29-year-old Michael C. Chavis Jr. turned himself in Saturday at the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. Court documents accuse Chavis of shooting 26-year-old Jamal Glatton outside a party in February. Local and state authorities had been searching for Chavis since he failed to appear in court. News outlets previously reported Chavis was charged with murder and possession of a weapon during a violent crime. Grant says Chavis was denied bond. The Columbia Firefighters Association is expressing grave concern over the low number of firefighters available in the city. In a written statement, the agency says numerous neighborhoods remain unprotected because of reduced staffing levels and a lack of funding from the county budget. Currently, the Columbia-Richland Fire Department operates numerous fire trucks every day with only three firefighters. But the National Institute of Standards and Technology says the minimum number of firefighters needed on every truck to provide high-quality emergency response is four. The CFFA says they will continue to work with administration and community officials to find a resolution to the low staffing problem. Hilton Head Island has been facing an increasing litter problem on its shores in the form of clumps of hotel towels. According to the Island Packet News, this year the problem has been especially troublesome, so much so that town officials have intervened. The high volume of discarded towels has begun cluttering the surf and creating hazards for wildlife. Dale Math is part of an organization that cleans the beach. She says she's donated over 400 forgotten towels to an animal shelter last season. South Carolina highways, seaports, airspace, and railways are all part of a large military exercise this week. The Charleston area exercise has been named Dragon Lifeline. The Post and Courier reports that it involves more than 200 soldiers from more than 114 job fields. It also involves dozens of Humvees, ships, and airplanes arriving in the Charleston area. Plans called for the exercise to get started yesterday with a massive convoy of soldiers from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, traveling more than 200 miles to Joint Base Charleston. The convoy includes trailers, refrigeration units, and cargo containers. Charleston's already bustling Market Street area is about to experience some temporary roadblocks. According to the Post and Courier newspaper, the final stages of a nearly decades-old drainage improvement system will soon involve aesthetic moves, including putting power lines underground and landscaping. The city anticipates the new phase of construction to be completed by mid-2023. Drainage improvements to Charleston's Market Street began in 2006 and has already cost $20 million. Another $10 million will go to the final phase of drainage improvements, which will prevent floodwaters from overtaking the market area. Tomorrow, the Greenville Zoo will be celebrating the first birthday of a baby Sumatran orangutan named Adira. She was the first baby orangutan born at the Greenville Zoo since 2006. Zoo Administrator Jeff Bullock says the event is not only to celebrate the first birthday of one of the world's most endangered primates, but to recognize the medical professionals and members of the community who helped make Adira's birth possible. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.